Then a hip hop audio review. Apollo Brown and Stolly, Black Light. Now we've done a couple of Apollo Brown projects. I remember we did Detroit versus Everybody. I want to say there was an Apollo Brown and Che Noir that we've done. And we have not done Stolly all year, Ken.
Damn, we haven't?
We have not. Hmm. Most people will remember Stolly from his Maybach Music days. But I want to say in the last year or two, he was dropped off of Maybach Music, and he's been pretty much a free agent. However, this was dropped off of Mellow Music Group, so I have to assume he signed to Mellow Music. And let me just say this. If you don't know who the fuck Stolly is, you fucking up, because we've reviewed Stolly in the past overall. You know what I'm saying? The man from Ohio, you welcome. He sounds so comfortable here, Ken. This takes me back to the comment that I made when we did the Meek Mill joint and he had that one boom bap and how it made it feel. You know what I'm saying? I can't remember the Twitter user that was going back and forth with, but this is another prime example. Sometimes the soundscape makes the artist tap into something else that is better for that artist. Because, you know, and I've been the biggest Stolly fan.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck Lincoln Way Nights. I fuck with that. I can't remember the cover that looks like, you know, the red and blue neon shit on the top. Ohio, I fuck with Ohio heavy. So I've been fucking with Stolly. Honest Cowboy, fuck with Stolly heavy. Stolly's one of my guys. Mm-hmm. But I cannot front. Stolly has never put out a better project than this.
Mm.
And I, Ken, you know how far, you know how deep I go with Stolly? There's a fucking mixtape called Skyline, my nigga, that I got. Anything Stolly drops, I fucking get because I fuck with Stolly. But nothing in my fucking, maybe Lincoln Way Nice could fuck with it. Maybe that's the only one. Honest Cowboy is really good too. But he, even on those projects, he doesn't sound more comfortable than he does here. And it starts right off the bat with Black Light.
Mm-hmm.
Right off the bat. It's like, you hear that and it's like, it's the same rapper? It's, he's in the pocket. He's in the pocket. You know what I'm saying? The joint with Sky Zoo. Hard.
Yeah, that was nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Sky came through on that one.
I want to say the joint Breathe. Hold on, let me skip forward real quick. Breathe Hard. Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is where he should have been. This is the lane that Stolly should have been in. You know, the big Maybach Music shit, every now and again, it sounded good to have somebody a little diverse on it, but he just never fit, and this is where he fits. This is, again, one of Stolly's best joints, Ken. And Apollo laced him. Oh, man. My God! Apollo laced him.
Yeah, The Realist kind of gives you that Mellow Music group feel,
mm-hmm.
you know, with them horns and shit. Mm-hmm. Man, when I saw you had listened to this, I was immediately intrigued because I was like, Apollo Brown and Stolly? I gotta hear this. I want to know what that sounds like. Because I never would have imagined Stolly would sound good over some Apollo Brown beats.
Why not?
Because of all the stuff he's done in the past, real big and loud and, you know, like you said, Lincoln Way Nights, and it's all about the cars and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And Apollo Brown shit is like real heavy,
soulful.
Yeah, bass lines that's gonna woom, woom, woom. Mm-hmm. His shit was always like, I'm gonna give you this dope ass bass line, I'm gonna change it here and there, and then I'm gonna change everything around it to make it different. Here, and I feel like he may have done it earlier, if so, I apologize because I haven't listened to all this shit. But when he did that shit with Raheem Devon, he put out a Raheem Devon album. I feel like Apollo Brown has definitely changed up and expanded his production, and that's what made this work. Because he's not giving him the traditional Apollo Brown beats that I've come to expect and know from him in the past. And he's giving him this new version of Apollo Brown that we have here that's, you know, a little bit more layered that I wouldn't expect. And listening to, like, the transitions in between songs and some of those samples he's used, I'm like, okay, he's been studying. Like, he's been listening. Most producers listen to a lot of beat records and albums and stuff. I was like, nah, he's been listening to like some other shit. Cause I'm hearing the albums and I'm like, you done found some gems. Mm-hmm. But man, like No Fucking Monsters, bro. That shit, man. Like, Stolly was dropping some gems on this motherfucker, bro. Like that No Monsters was dope. fucking Humble Winds was dope. Like, every song was hitting. I'm like, God damn, Stolly. I'm like, okay. And then, but fucking Bobby Bonilla, bro.
Yes.
Fucking Joel Ortiz.
Yes. Yes. I was going to get there, Ken. I was going to let you cook a little bit.
Oh, he was. I was like, what the fuck? That whole, windshield, some type of scheme he had, man. Bro, I was like, man, that dude, he murdered that verse. I'm trying to see if I can get to it. But I was like, yo, that shit was fucking nasty.
Nah, he killed it. And you know the other thing that I really appreciate, especially coming from Stolly projects, and it's not like Stolly has a lot of features, but the fact that it only really had two features on here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Sky Zoo and Joel. It didn't lack for any. It's not like I needed, I wish this person was on this beat. Like, nah. Like, and that's where I have to give Stolly a lot of credit, mm-hmm. because it's like he literally carried 15 songs in an hour by himself.
He did.
And I know.
Not once did I get bored.
No. Yep. And not once did his voice sound annoying, because that was one of the critiques, especially Mike, that would always say, I don't really like his voice on this. Mm-hmm. I don't like his voice on that. This is home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Raw Spectrum was good. Like, What the Hook Gonna Be was another one. Like, Stolly did his motherfucking thing, bro. I didn't even know this shit was out.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I had no idea they even working together. And then I saw it was on Mellow Music Group. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, it all made sense. Mm-hmm. It all made fucking sense, because they put out nothing but quality.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and the way Apollo intro that beat with what the hook gonna be on that last track with that little horn or whatever it was, man. Then he just came and he just closed that bitch out, bro. Like, yo, this is a good ass fucking album. Mm-hmm. Like, he did his fucking thing on this one.
Yeah. Now 100%, man. 100%. This is one of those joints that's gonna get slept on.
Yep.
Because of Stolly's history, because let's be honest, nobody, unless you're a Stolly fan, you're not checking for Stolly.
He said they say I fell off, and then he, mm-hmm. you know, did said some other shit mm-hmm. behind it. But yeah, I mean, he's acknowledged it. He knows.
He's self-aware. Stolly.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, I think Stolly probably reached the height of how famous he's gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that once you have done as much as Stolly has done in music, obviously he ain't gonna have to do no 9 to 5 or nothing like that. But now it's like, get to the root. Get to the root. Because I feel like the Maybach shit was, yo, let me get put on. You got put on as much as you can. And it's not like you were a slouch rapper. Mm-mm. It just, sometimes I felt his music lacked direction. A sonic direction, a creative direction
at
times.
A Rick Ross direction. Like, what are you going to do with him?
Exactly. Because he didn't fit Maybach like that.
Mm.
But he fits Mellow.
Yeah, no, he does.
And if Apollo keeps producing for him like this, and then here's the thing. I think, like, Conductor can do some shit for Stolly.
Oh, man, yep.
You know what I'm saying? There's so many producers. And again, going back to the Meek Mill shit, there's some rappers right now that I feel that make this quote-unquote commercial shit that need to fall back to this. And I was listening to Freddie Gibbs' interview on Scarface's podcast, and he said when he knew he had something, when he started bringing Madlib beats to Jeezy, and Jeezy's like, man, what the fuck is this? Jeezy was not fucking with it. And Freddie was saying that he knew, like, if I just stayed under Jeezy and still made all that same music, where am I going to grow? What's my lane? I'm not Jeezy.
Mm.
You know, can I rap on anything? Of course, I'm confident. But the moment that Jeezy told me that he wasn't fucking with it, I was like, this is my lane, because motherfuckers are going to fuck with me on this shit. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like Ross is another one of those rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Ross, can you do the big boomy song here and there? Of course, because Ross still sounds good. But when you hear Ross on motherfucking Alfredo, when you hear Ross with, you know, the Griseldas of the world, Ross need a rap on Apollo Brown shit.
He would sound good on it. Yeah.
He would sound amazing. there's rappers in the game that I feel that are missing their musical calling by trying to chase something versus finding your creative pocket. And I think that Stally being on Mellow Music Group and this project, I'm 100% looking for. Hey, bro, when you coming out with some Mellow? I want more Stally music. And I can't honestly say that I felt like that. The last time I felt like that was Honest Cowboy. Let me see when that was dropped, because that's some years ago now. That project, that was 2013, okay? That's almost a whole decade ago. That was the last, after that project, and he had Swing In and Spaceships and Wood Grain. Remember, that was around the time that we ran into Big Crit, and Crit was like, yeah, man, you know, I'm trying to get at Stally. I want to get on that remix. And he didn't use him. Big Crit was the better, I'm going to leave it there. But that was the last time I'm like, yeah, I want something from Stally. Mm-hmm. 10 years ago. And now I need that. And here's the thing, Ken. Look, man. Stally did his thing. Stally did his thing. This is a dope fucking project.
Yeah, I'm actually on here. He stay dropping music. Yeah. He got a song with Trippie Redd. Mm. Yeah, he dropped two albums. He dropped another album this year, and he dropped two in 2020. Huh. I haven't even
listened to him.
Bro, I haven't listened to Stally since The Laughing Introvert. Probably.
Yeah, now one was very very questionable.
And it wasn't that one, it was Ohio. But yeah. This was definitely good. Yeah, I'm gonna check out this Gone Baby Gone too. I'm playing the first track now. It doesn't sound bad actually. All
right. Well, we might have to go back, you know what I'm saying? I had to get to this to make sure that I still wanted Stally music. But this is dope, Ken. We have gushed and raved over this joint. It's 15 songs, 54 minutes. What were some of your favorite joints?
Love Me, Love Me Not, Bobby Bonilla, No Monsters, Humble Wins, and
The Realest. For me, Give Me Black Light, Give Me Love Me, Love Me Not, Give Me No Monsters. Give Me Breathe, Give Me Los Angeles, Give Me The Realest. But yeah, man, look, and you know, B sent this to me.
Oh, he did.
B sent
of
it
course.
To me.
He's a big Apollo Brown fan.
Yep. And then you know, obviously, he knows I fuck with Stally like that. But yeah, now this is dope. And you know, honestly, I haven't even talked to B about this one. So next time I see B, I'm gonna talk to him about it. But you guys already know, man. Go check out this Stally and Apollo Brown. If you need a starting point for Stally, this is where you start. You start right here. You know what I'm saying? But look, you guys already know what it is, man. DE365. We back tomorrow with another one. We out. Peace.
Peace.